Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Mr. Big Willie is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. I can't stand the song. Thank you. After the 8 o'clock news, calling us from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, Freightliner Cascadia 125. I don't know where he is these days, driving around hauling stuff. But he is a real, honest-to-God, genuine OTR truck driver, over-the-road truck driver. You know, one of those truck drivers that have those really, really, really big, you know, 18-wheelers and big engines and Peterbilt and Freightliner and stuff. Anyway, so he'll be joining us talking about whatever. He tends to complain a lot and also mock me a lot. And I think that says more about him than it does about me. But we'll find out what's going on with him and what he's annoyed about later on this morning. Also, Dimitri Graffiti, great opportunity for you to share your thoughts about whether you agree or disagree with President Trump regarding the Epstein files, whether you agree or disagree with the war in Iran, what you feel about crooked lawyers here in the Valley, slimy, unethical, just some of the most horrible people you'd ever want to meet. They're just some of the worst. They really are. And they're stupid. So many of them are so stupid. There was this one guy in Bel Air that oh, the stories I could tell you about this moron. Oh my God, the stories I could tell you. All right, so there's that. So by all means, take advantage of Dimitri Graffiti. And also, if you've got any protests coming up or any fundraisers, anything like that, it's a great opportunity for you to reach a massive listening audience that I have, being on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network and the River Network app. I mean, I've got a potential listening audience in the tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions, because with Wi-Fi, then pretty much anybody on Earth can access the show, and many people do throughout the world, because it's just that gosh darn compelling. I don't like to brag. Dimitri does not like to brag. Everybody knows how strongly Dimitri feels about bragging, but the facts are the facts, and I can't argue with those. All right, so we've got some really good, interesting audio clips that I have here for you, including regarding this Clayton Morris, an independent journalist about the Epstein files, talking with Tucker Carlson. But first, Hancock County. The Hancock County school system is pretty much the poster boy, poster child, for the reason why we must end real estate taxation in each state. Let's start with West Virginia and Ohio and Pennsylvania, our three closest ones here, and then go out from there. The mismanagement, the Hancock County schools, is scandalous. Why every board member has not resigned in shame and disgrace is beyond me. They have 143, I think, jobs that they don't have any money to pay for. I'm sure they're all relatives and friends. It's beyond disgusting. So they had a meeting last night, and they were talking about this reduction in forces, RIF, which is essentially getting rid of the dead wood. And this story from Channel 7, Hancock County. As reduction in forces and transfers continue, Hancock County School District, more questions arise, and community members are feeling frustrated over what they feel is a lack of transparency. There's no question about this. The lack of transparency is unbelievable. We've got, in fact, hold on, let me give you one example of that. I had it. I think this is, okay, here we go. Okay, so this is Walter Saunders, who is the new superintendent of Hancock County Schools. It's his job to right the ship, to make the books balanced, to get rid of all the deadwood, all the nepotism, all the, you know, everything connected there. He's saying, I don't want to tell someone they're going to work at one school and then the next day or the next week tell them they're going somewhere else. This is actually what he said. That would be horrible. It is a process, and we have to let it play out. It's unfortunate, and I don't like it, but that's what we have to do. Does that sound like someone who is committed to slicing the fat out of the Hancock County schools? No, of course not. What you would do is say, all of you, extra jobs, 143 or whatever the number is, you're all fired. That's it. I don't care whose relative you are on the school board. I don't care whose friend you are on the school board. I don't care about any of that stuff. You're all fired. I mean, I'd do it in one day. Businesses do that in one day. They just come in and say, you're all fired. That's it. What's so special about employees for a school district? What the hell's so special about them? We don't get that kind of treatment. The boss comes in and says, you're fired. You're out of here right now. Here's a box. Clean out your stuff. We'll escort you to the door. That's happened to me a number of times. Frankly, too many. But it has. Why are we treating these people with kid gloves? I don't understand that. And then they continue with the story on from Channel 7. If an employee is on the REF or transfer list, REF, reduction in force, you know, being fired, they're allowed to request a hearing, and those must be completed by May 1, according to Saunders. Now, when asked how many employees have been reduced or transferred, here's the thing that makes me nuts. Saunders said, according to the story in 7, quote, I don't think you're ever going to get a list from me with numbers and all that on there. But we have to put everything on board agenda, so I believe you'll be able to see that at some point, because everything has to be board approved. Now try to picture this. You have all these concerned taxpayers at this meeting. They don't know if their kid's school is going to be open. They do know that all the nepotism and all the ineptitude and all the mismanagement caused them to have 140 some odd extra jobs that they could not pay for. And you know they're all relatives and friends and buddies. You know this. And here you have Walter Saunders, who supposedly should be caring about transparency and accountability to the taxpayers. And his quote again is this: I don't think you're ever going to get a list from me with numbers and all that on there. But we have to put everything on board agenda, so I believe that you'll be able to see that at some point, because everything has to be board approved. Does that sound reassuring to you? Doesn't sound reassuring to me at all. Why wasn't this done on day one? The moment they realized that the Hancock County School Board was mismanaged beyond belief, why they didn't demand the resignation of every one of those incompetents on the board, and why they didn't automatically fire 140 some odd people is beyond me. And the taxpayers there understand that the argument that they always get, what they hear from the school board, is, well, if you just gave us more money, everything will be okay. We could hire more of our relatives. We could create more useless jobs. An assistant to an assistant to an assistant to an assistant of, you know, something or other. The Hancock County School Board is a great reminder of why we need to end real estate taxation in each state. Real estate tax is a forever tax. A sales tax you pay once. You conduct the transaction, you buy the widget, you pay the sales tax, that's it. But real estate taxation is the forever tax. You pay it year after year after year after year throughout your lifetime. And then when you deed the property over to your kids in your will, they pay that tax year after year after year after year through their lifetimes. And then when they deed the property over in their will to their kids pay the real estate tax year after year after year after year. This is madness. In virtually every county, the public school system has maybe 10% of the kids in the school system. If a county has, let's just pick a number, 100,000 people, a school system might have 10,000 kids. It's a tiny fraction of the general population. But it is such a racket that the only way to, you can't even fix it, frankly. You can't even fix it. It's like the former Soviet Union. You know, they tried to fix it and fix, and they couldn't do it because the rot, the internal rot was so bad, it had to collapse. You cannot fix the public school systems in America because the rot is so god-awful with the teachers' unions and the bureaucracy and the lack of accountability and everything else. Look at Hancock County. Look at Hancock County. All the more reason why the legislature in Charleston, and of course in Columbus and Ohio, they have got to demand an end to real estate taxation. Now, the politicians probably won't do it. Maybe in West Virginia they might. Maybe. In Ohio they won't because the Republican Party there is rhinos. It's Republican establishment, and so they're not going to do anything. But independent citizens, especially in Ohio with Axe the Tax, and hopefully in West Virginia, will band together and go, we need to put this on the ballot. We need to change the state constitution. We need to end real estate taxation once and for all. That is the only way we're going to get better education for our kids. West Virginia is at the bottom of virtually every list when it comes to the quality of education. Proficiency scores for reading, math, and science are an abomination. So what exactly do we have to lose by ending real estate taxation? The taxpayers are going to end up having way more money because they're not going to be paying it to the school district. And when they have way more money, they'll be able to afford way better education for their children. The school district, because they're no longer automatically sucking all the money out of your wallet, will be forced to be efficient, will be forced to get rid of all the dead wood at the central office, will be forced to get rid of all the assistants to the assistants to the assistants, will be forced to pay a realistic wage instead of an inflated wage, will be forced to end nepotism, will be forced to be run efficiently or else they're going to be out of business. So we're actually doing them a favor by ending real estate taxation. The Hancock County schools, there's the perfect example. There's the perfect example. No matter how much money they had, and they had a lot of money, wasn't enough. It's never enough. We got to get jobs for our relatives. We got to get jobs for our friends. We got to get jobs for our buddies. And then you got this Walter Sanders saying, well, I don't think you're ever going to get a list from me with numbers and all that on there. Really? Why is that, Walter? Why is that? I thought transparency was supposed to mean something. Why didn't you fire everybody from day one? I mean, the way this is being mishandled is unbelievable to me. And then you got Randy Schwartzman. I got him here somewhere. Where the hell did he? Hold on. I think it's the other story. This might be from 9. Yeah. Randy Schwartzman. Nice guy. Nice guy. No question. He's been on the school board for almost, 2 years now? And he's concerned about these resource officers, which essentially is cops protecting the kids. Cops, sheriff's deputies, whatever. What if something does happen and somebody shows up? You need that officer there to deal with that situation. That's according to Randy Schwartzmiller, board member for now 2 years. I would just ask that you revisit this and consider making sure that we have an officer at every school. Well, Randy, you've had, 2 years on the board to figure out that you have 143 extra jobs that you shouldn't have filled because there's no money. You've had 2 years to figure this out, Randy. And the other school board members, God only knows how long. And they're still trying to figure out, how do we protect our kids? How do we do that here in Hancock County? I mean, how stupid are these people? How inept are these people? This is what they're arguing about? That we don't have, we're not sure we have enough money to protect our kids? Are you friggin' kidding me? Fire more teachers, fire more teacher aides, fire more assistants to assistants to assistants. reduce salaries. Why are we even having this discussion when it comes to the safety of our children in the Hancock County schools? Here's another solution to that supposed problem. Aren't there a lot of retired law enforcement people here in our listening area, certainly in Hancock County? Retired police officers, retired sheriff's deputies, retired other law enforcement individuals. What if we got them to volunteer, to be volunteers to protect our children? Do you think any of them would volunteer to do that? I think they would. I think they'd love the opportunity to do that. Has anybody even thought about that? And what about this teacher union? The amount of money that the teacher union has is unbelievable. And teacher unions are for public schools are very powerful. Have you heard anyone in the teacher union say, either for Hancock County or for the state teacher union, you know, we're going to donate some of our millions of dollars that we have in our bank to pay for resource officers, to pay for security to protect our children? I don't hear anybody doing that. I don't hear anybody doing that at all. The Hancock County schools, to even be arguing about how many resource officers we need to protect our kids when they should be saying, how many more jobs can we just whack so that we can have a balanced budget and pay for the security, for the safety of our children? It's unbelievable to me. The ineptitude continues to Hancock County schools. It continues. This is the argument that you're having? How many security guards we're going to have for our kids? Are you freaking kidding me? Fire 10 extra people, take that money, and pay for the safety of our kids, pay for the security guards. And this superintendent's saying, well, you're not going to see the numbers from me. Why the hell not? Where's the transparency even today? Randy Schwarzmaier had 2 years to figure this out. 2 years, he still can't figure it out.